A very special guest joining us on the program. He has now 2 months left as the president and CEO of Hockey Canada before he steps down. He announced that, came out yesterday. They had a press conference earlier today. Bob Nicholson joins us. Bob, how are you, my man?
You know what? I'm doing great. Got that over with and feeling a little better.
How was that press conference for you? You've seen a lot of people go through that. Was it more emotional than you thought it would be?
Yeah, I was, yesterday it was almost, I couldn't believe it, what was happening when it got out. And so I went through that emotion yesterday, and then today was real tough. So many friends in attendance and so many great partners in the game there. But I feel great about it now. And as you say, two months left, go after a couple gold medals, talk to all the volunteers, and leave the organization in good hands.
Bob, a lot of people, speculation is a great thing in sports. Why was the right time now for you to step down?
Well, 35 years ago, Dave Andrews, who's now the president of the American Hockey League, hired me in BC Hockey, and I did a whole bunch of grassroots programs back then. And, I've been with Hockey Canada since 1990. It's just time. This is a demanding job, and it's not the work, it's the travel. You're on the road. Over 200 days a year. And I just think it's time for someone else to do it and hopefully bring some new ideas to make this game even better.
Your responsibilities, Bob, the guy who replaces you, I'm not sure if you're, are you part of the hiring committee at all?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm sure they'll ask me on my advice, but that's led by the chairman of the board.
Okay. What do you feel is necessary in the job requirement for the guy who's going to replace you? Having done the job now, knowing the ins and outs, and maybe to take the job to the next level from where you have it, what do you think the right candidate needs?
You have to have good feel for people. You have to be able to go into small-town Canada and talk with the volunteers that open the rinks in the morning, and you have to go into New York and be able to talk with Gary Bettman, Bill Daly, and IHF with Rene Fasel. And if you can use the resources, we have the best resources in the country. Reach out to those people, whether it's in female hockey or male hockey. All those people want to help you, and never forget that. All you have to do is ask Canadians to help in the game of hockey, and they're usually there.
President and CEO of Hockey Canada, Bob Nicholson, will be stepping down in June. Bob, what was the biggest challenge in your job?
I think just the balance of, you had to make sure that we had a real business plan and also be able to tie in the volunteers. And, I was talking with Murray Costello. When I took over, I think our budget was $6 or $7 million. Now it's $150 million. So, we had 23 staff then. Now we got 117 staff. So that big balance of, making sure that the grassroots side of the game is looked after, but you also run a fairly big business now.
A lot of people are wondering, Bob, do you have aspirations to be with an NHL team?
You know what? I've had those discussions for a long time. Right now, I'm just focusing on finishing this job and then getting out to Penticton and putting my feet up, have a little glass of red wine, and play some golf.
How's your golf game?
It's going to get better, but my handicap's going to stay high.
Bob, over the years, a lot has changed, at hockey levels in Canada. And so it wasn't, people think, okay, he's running Hockey Canada, but you had a lot of say and a lot of conversations with a lot of the different rule changes. We've seen the rule change in Pee Wee. Has there ever been discussions? I had Brent Sutter on the show a few weeks ago, and he thinks the coaching at the lower levels was so much of the emphasis on defensive play and not enough on offense. Is there a way to change that? Have those discussions gone on in Hockey Canada?
We're trying to look at that all the time. How do you open the game up and how to make the game safer is real key. In fact, I'm going to Chicago here Sunday and Monday. We're talking with USA Hockey on how to make the game safer. But I also sit as the vice president of the IHF, and rule changes are coming in, and we're really looking at ice markings and, how to get more offense and skill back into the game. The game has become so quick, but really it starts in the National Hockey League, you know, the defensive style of game, and it filters down into minor hockey. So we're going to really look at that, and hopefully some of those changes can help right through the game, right from, you know, the World Juniors down to Atom Hockey.
The talk about making the game safer, there's been a lot of conversations that the new equipment, there's kind of a negative about it, is that now guys are blocking shots more than ever because there's no fear of, well, you know what? Yeah, the puck's going to hit me, but my equipment's so great, it's not gonna harm me. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we've had some good discussions on that the last little while. So with Gretzky, we would have had trouble playing. He would have had to block shots now, so that would have been tough on him. But, you know, the equipment is, it's made so well. Those certainly things that we're talking about to the National Hockey League. You know, hey, you can't have people getting hurt because of shots, but is there other ways that we can change the equipment so it's not a weapon with the shoulder pads and especially elbow pads?
Who do you discuss that with? Is it with the manufacturers, or is it player feedback? How do you look at changing that?
Yeah, I think it really has to come from the hockey bodies themselves. And then, hey, you got to be in discussions with the manufacturer. So those are things that have been going on. I think those are going to even be more and more discussions in the next few years.
Bob Nicholson, CEO and president of Hockey Canada, joins us. Bob, the ongoing conversations with the other countries for hockey, especially in the women's game, we've seen Canada and the United States, and they're dominant. And great rivalries when they play one another. But, you know, some people feel that it's hurting them by them having success. I don't think you can ever slow down the growth of the game in Canada and U.S. But do you feel that the women's game is making inroads in those other countries? And if not, how can it happen? What role does Canada have to play in maybe leading that?
You know, we've played a huge role since 2010. Mel Davison's sort of been the lead person from our side with many, many coaches from around Canada. And under 18 women's just finished. We beat U.S. 5-1 in the final game. We beat Russia in overtime. Took us overtime to beat them 1-0. Czechs were tied with the U.S. in the third period. So countries are coming. You saw Switzerland jump up, win a bronze medal. Russia was, I thought, should have been better at the Olympics. So teams are coming. It's really progressed in the last 4 years. And I think when we look at Korea in 2018, people will go, wow, this thing's real competitive now. And a lot of teams starting to push USA and Canada.
Bob Nicholson joins us. Bob, you mentioned earlier how you had the conversations, and you know, right now you're just thinking about being happy with golf. But overseeing your job as the president and CEO of Hockey Canada, how would it relate? What are the similarities, do you think, to do that position in the NHL?
You know, that's a tough one to say. I've never been there. I've worked with a lot of the best general managers and coaches in that league. It's like anything, and like any business. You got to get the right group of people with the same vision. You all got to pull in the same direction. And if you do that, you have a fighting chance. And I look at what Steve Yzerman and Mike Babcock did with the Olympic team. They talked about the way they wanted this team to play before they looked at even any player on the Canadian roster, and that was to win every game 1-0, and that's exactly what they did.
When we hear that win every game 1-0, there's clearly an emphasis on defense. Is that a concern in a sport where entertainment matters in the regular season, Bob? And because I say the NHL, and I know that you don't work in the regular season much with the NHL. You know, you bring guys together at the World Championships and World Juniors and such. But, you know, when there's that onus there, I wonder if hockey's entertainment value is potentially at risk, because I don't know many fans that would rather watch defense than offense.
Yeah, you know what? Those games against the U.S. when we won in the Olympics were pretty entertaining. But I agree with you, and I think that we have to look at rule changes to change that. People want to see goals. And, you know, we're having discussion at the international ice hockey level, and we've included people from the National Hockey League in that. And there'll be rule changes that we'll make internationally this May, and hopefully the NHL and Hockey Canada and everyone will look at them, and hopefully we'll see more goals in the future here.
any rule changes you would, like if you were the big guy in charge for a day, what rule changes would you implement?
Well, I think the one big one is we got to make the offensive zones bigger. I think, on the international size rinks, there's too much room behind the net. I'd move the blue line out even further, shrink the neutral zone, and hopefully be able to create more offense that way. The other one, this is a Sean Burke one, that if a shot comes in from outside the blue line, the goalie's not allowed to freeze the puck. So he's got to move the puck. There's some interesting ones we're looking at, and that's all about getting the game quicker and trying to get more offense in.
So now when we make the offensive zones bigger, you would have less room behind the net, more room in front of the net, right?
Yeah, you want to try to get all the pucks at the front of the net.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's the key. And the other one about kicking the puck in the net, I think as long as the blade stays on the ice, I would allow those goals. So I'm not sure if those will come into being, but I think those are ones that certainly could create more goals for everyone and maybe change the style a bit.
Bob, it's been a long 35 years, man. Hardly anybody in any occupation stays at one place for 35 years. It's been great working with you over the last few years. And, the summit last summer was outstanding down in Banff. And so all the best to you in your golf game, and hopefully we see you back in hockey sometime soon.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It's been one heck of a ride. Thanks a lot.